This is a message for members of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Thrivent Financial has a new charitable grant program called Thrivent Choice. Thrivent Choice allows you to designate charitable outreach funds to Lutheran Public Radio. For more information, look for the Thrivent logo under the Donate page of our website, issuesetc.org, or ask your Thrivent representative about Thrivent Choice. Help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. with Thrivent Choice.
We will definitely not burn the Quran.
If you could build a church on a site, you could build a synagogue on a site, if you could build a Hindu temple on a site, then you should be able to build a mosque on the site.
If I knew this would cause this kind of pain, I would not have done it. Given that, why don't you undo it, or at least do it differently from this point on?
We are exploring all options as we speak right now.
One can't prove that God doesn't exist, but science makes God unnecessary.
I can't help thinking that when Hawking talks about this grand design, the final theory that explains everything, doesn't that appeal at some level to the scientist's desire to be a bit like God?
Florida truck drivers love Issues Etc.
We think about the United States as the epicenter of Christianity. It isn't. It never has been. In fact, just looking at the raw data, looking at this world as a planet rather than as a series of disparate countries, which it obviously is, the epicenter of Christianity is in the Southern Hemisphere, and it's probably bouncing back and forth between South America and Africa, and that's not just a temporary trend. We're starting a series on Lutheranism around the world, trying to get a world perspective on the Lutheran confession. Today we'll be talking about Christianity in Latvia. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in on this Tuesday afternoon, September the 14th. We'll talk Christianity in Latvia with two Latvian pastors here in the studio. Then a little bit later in the first hour, we'll try and tackle Martin Luther's classic writing, The Bondage of the Will. Pastor Stephen Parks will be our guest. In the second hour of the program, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morris will join us to talk about some new research showing that single, childless women out-earn their male counterparts, especially women from early 20s into their 30s. We'll see what she has to say about that. Dr. Alvin Schmidt will weigh in on a vote by the French Senate today to ban Islamic burqa face veils. There's several reasons why they decided to do this. We'll see if Dr. Schmidt thinks it's a good idea. Then we'll observe Holy Cross Day on this Tuesday afternoon, September the 14th, with Pastor Scott Kinneman of Concordia Publishing House. Our call-in numbers for the next 2 hours, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE. You can email us here in the studio, talkback at issuesetc.org, or send us a tweet at issuesetc. Joining us here in the studio to talk about Christianity in Latvia, part one of our series on Lutheranism around the world, Pastor Elise Goodens, he's Cathedral Dean in Riga, Latvia, and Pastor Andris Kraulins, who is pastor of St. Martin's Church in Riga, Latvia. Pastors, welcome to Issues Etc.
Thank you.
First of all, if you would, Pastor Kraulins, orient us for those of us here in the United States who have no idea where Latvia is located on the globe for us.
Oh, it's very easy. You know in Europe is Germany. After Germany comes Poland. And after Poland is Lithuania and Latvia. It's so northeast way.
And what is the recent history of Latvia, Pastor Goodens, that our listeners ought to know about, especially with respect to Christianity?
Well, recent history probably for us starts with the end of the Soviet period, where after the Second World War, Latvia was annexed by Soviet Union, and so we were living under communist regime until 1991, and that meant that the church and Christianity altogether was very much suppressed, and Christians were experiencing persecution in a way that the living out Christianity was bringing certain cost in respect of possible jobs, but careers and opportunities. Not that much as a threat of life. And that ended in 1991, when our free Latvian state was reestablished. And since then, situation has changed in respect to what is possible. But now the challenge is that so many people don't know about Christ, and so many people have very, very superficial knowledge, that is a time of possibilities which we have to use.
Pastor Krolins, how much of the Latvian population is Christian in the post-communist era?
Yes, it's very hard to say because a lot of people say they are Christians, but they do not visit church every Sunday. And we are calculating it's some 10-15%.
10-15% of the entire population would be Christian, period.
Well, they would be active Christians. So that would be, if you would say how many people would you see in the churches on Sunday, so that would probably be around that percentage.
How does it break down in terms of confession of faith? Roman Catholic, Lutheran, other Protestants. How does it break down in Latvia?
Well, Latvia is a multi-denominational country, and we have Lutherans probably is the biggest denomination. Roman Catholics come very close to it. Then Russian Orthodox, considerably smaller. Then we have Baptists, Old Rite Orthodox, or Old Believers, as we call them, and then some other smaller Christian denominations.
So let's talk about the history of Lutheranism in Latvia. Could you give us a brief sketch of that, Pastor Krolins?
Yes. Lutheranism started in Latvia in 16th century, very shortly after it was in Germany. And Lutheranism was in most parts of Latvia. Only one southeast part of Latvia was for a long time Catholic and is still today Catholic mostly.
Tell us about the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Latvia.
Well, Evangelical Lutheran Church as a body was established in 1922. That was first, in a way, national church. Before that, the church was very much governed by Germans. Then it was, since that time, since 1922, that was Latvian Evangelical Lutheran Church. And our church history is very much tied together with the history of our country, because for the first period until 1940, it was good time for development and establishing many things, including Sunday schools and youth work and theological faculty and many opportunities. And then came this Russian occupation, then war, then after the war, this difficult time of survival until 1991, and now regaining independence, again, facing all the challenges Western society have, as we suddenly appeared, suddenly we were in, we had to face, as a nation, we had to face all of it, which was already for long going on in the rest of the world.
Both of you look old enough to remember what it was like to be Christians or to be Lutherans during the Soviet occupation, during the Soviet rule. What's the biggest difference for you before and after as a Lutheran?
As boy, mother was going with me to the church. I was baptized in the age of 3 years. And until I went to the school, all was okay. But after I joined school, the school director says to my mother, "You can go yourself to the church, but you are not allowed to take a boy with you. And if you disobey this, you can be settled far, far away in Siberia for this." And today we are a free, democratic republic, and we can go to the church when we want and when we need it.
And for you, Pastor Goodens, the biggest difference before and after?
I think it is. It is very much as Pastor Crowlinch was already describing, that this is freedom or possibilities of doing things. Because when in the Soviet time, I remember myself in the church, and when I was a youngster, and then I even got some hints from people from KGB that I don't have to take this Christianity so seriously.
Really?
Because that might, an imitation of Christ could lead us into wrong direction. So we should better not do it, not be too active, and not try to implement really what Christ has taught us.
Were both of you trained for the pastoral ministry after the end of the Soviet era?
Yes.
And
yes.
How what were the challenges there of kind of not fledgling, but suddenly a free Christianity, being able to train as a pastor? Talk about that, if you would.
Could you rephrase?
Well, what was it like to train for the ministry?
Yeah.
When suddenly Christians are free in Latvia?
Well, the education was based on old professors who had had their education before the war. So they who have enjoyed, so to say, fruits of the first independence period. And it was very, very exciting, because the things which you could just be talking about very silently in some corners, now you can really get a proper education. You can go into this as a proper science. So you could go deep into it, and you can see the depth of theological knowledge.
Pastor Elise Goodens is Cathedral Dean in Riga, Latvia. Also in the studio, Pastor Andris Crowlins, Pastor St. Martin's Church in Riga, Latvia. We're talking about Christianity and Lutheranism in Latvia. When we come back, the relationship between the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Latvia and the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. It's Tuesday afternoon, September the 14th. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-MYIE. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet @issuesetc. I'm Todd Wilken. Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Our Savior Lutheran, Pacifica, California. Messiah Lutheran, Danville, California. Faith Lutheran, Capistrano Beach, California. Grace Lutheran, San Mateo, California. Our Savior Lutheran, Grand Rapids, Michigan. St. Paul Lutheran, Hamel, Illinois. St. Paul Lutheran, Brookfield, Illinois. Grace Lutheran, Racine, Wisconsin. St. John's Lutheran, Mayville, Wisconsin. Prince of Peace Lutheran, Crestwood, Missouri. Faith Lutheran, Plano, Texas. St. Paul Lutheran, Austin, Texas. University Hills Lutheran, Denver, Colorado. St. John Lutheran, Topeka, Kansas. Peace Lutheran, Alma, Michigan. Zion Lutheran, Imperial, Nebraska. And Trinity Lutheran, St. Charles, Missouri. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Support. The Issues Etc. 300.
The radio voice of the Lutheran faith for the 21st century. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Deaconess Pam Nielsen of Concordia Publishing House on the uniqueness of the Sunday school curriculum, Growing in Christ.
That in every lesson, at every level in Growing in Christ, we point out salvation, in Christ Jesus, forgiveness of sins, life forever in Christ, so that stories aren't taught as great miracles or moral stories or moments in time, hero stories. They're taught always with Christ in full view, Christ as our Savior from sin, death, and the devil. And that makes all the difference, because that's what matters for eternity, not how wowed the children are this week with the coolness of the story and the miracle that's presented. It's all about Christ, and that's why we call it Growing in Christ.
You can receive free samples of Growing in Christ for your Sunday school by calling Concordia Publishing House at 1-800-325-3040 or check out Growing in Christ at cph.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's Tuesday afternoon, September the 14th. We're beginning a series on Lutheranism around the world, beginning with Christianity in Latvia. Our guests in the studio, Pastor Elise Goodens, Cathedral Dean in Riga, Latvia, and Pastor Andris Kraulins, who is pastor of St. Martin's Church in Riga, Latvia. A little bit later in the program, here in the first hour, we will talk with Pastor Stephen Parks of University Hills Lutheran Church in Denver, Colorado, about Martin Luther's classic writing, very difficult to read, by the way, The Bondage of the Will. We'll have him explain what Luther was saying there in the 16th century Reformation. Dr. Jennifer Roback Morris will be with us a little bit later. And Pastor Scott Kinneman of Concordia Publishing House will join us as the church observes Holy Cross Day on this Tuesday. Pastor Kraulins, what can you tell us about the relationship between the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Latvia and my church body, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod?
Yeah, Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is our partner church. And we are staying together in the Word of God, and we are praying for each other. And Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is helping us very, very much. The field number one is missions. We opened and send a missionary to Ireland, because a lot of people from Latvia are going to Ireland to work. And Missouri Synod helped us in this field. The second field is Missouri Synod helps us with books, printing books for Sunday school, with materials here from Concordia Publishing House. There was help for pastors. Our pastors are also very in countryside regions, and they need cars. And we have very bad roads, and cars break very soon, and so it's need repairing. So it was also a big help from Missouri Synod to our church.
Pastor Gooden, what would you say is are the biggest challenges facing the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Latvia?
I think the biggest challenges is to proclaim gospel in now rapidly becoming liberals in society, which is rapidly becoming liberal, where anything is possible, but yet to proclaim the way of Christ and to lead people in this way, so that our country would be not post-Christian, but still go on as a Christian country.
So there seems to be a danger that a society that had been religious before, then had that religion suppressed, then suddenly experiencing this freedom for the last 20 years or so, would not return.
Yes, because the situation is that for these 50 years, the official opinion was communism, and that was the strategy of the state. And now, when that was what was expected from most everybody to believe in, the other thing is whether they believed or not, but they were kept into on certain way. When this communism was gone, then the road, in a way, was very open. And instead of looking for for truth or looking for a way to go, it just bewildered people, that they just as the scriptures say, they just started to follow their desires. Mm-hmm. And that is kind of way sometimes you can see that with teenagers when they just get wild. So in a way, our society, what happened with our society in many aspects, just suddenly being free.
Pastor Krallens, could you talk about the relationship of Lutherans in Latvia with the Orthodox? That was mentioned before as a smaller group. From our perspective in the West, if you were to ask the average American, what is the predominant confession of faith in Latvia, they would say, well, it must be Orthodoxy, because it seems to have survived better during the Soviet era. What's the relationship there? What's the challenge there with Orthodoxy?
Actually, we have very good relationship with all other denominations. But Orthodox Church is very only itself oriented church. They do not do mission work. They are not such an open church as a Lutheran church is, open to society, open inviting people to follow Jesus.
Are there enough pastors in the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Latvia?
Well, if you judge the opportunities, then there are not enough. If you judge the ability to sustain them, then probably we're close to the number we can afford.
What's the relationship of the Lutheran Church in Latvia to the state? Is there any relationship whatsoever?
Lutheran Church has a relationship with the state. For instance, our in National Independence Day, on our National Independence Day, we would usually have services in our cathedral, where these services would be attended by the state president and by officials. And this, in certain occasions, this relationship can come very close. For instance, in the same worship service in National Independence Day, the president usually says also a prayer for country and for the things he considers to be important. But the official relationship, as is said in Constitution, that the church and state is divided, but that does not exclude the possibility of cooperation.
What about the worship life in the churches of Latvia, Pastor Krallens? How would you describe, in simple terms, Sunday morning worship in the Lutheran Church of Latvia?
Yeah, Sunday morning worship is in our churches and our congregations every Sunday morning with Lord's Supper, mostly. And then there are in some rural areas, some smaller congregations, they have worship only twice in a month. But people are coming to the worship service usually by feet. Church is in the middle of a little town or village. They come and serve to Jesus.
Is it how would you, on a Sunday morning in say a larger Lutheran Latvian church, what ages would be represented there? I've seen some reports out of other former Soviet Union countries where very young children, but not their parents necessarily. Parents seem to be most wounded by the post-Soviet era, but the young children are coming to church, or maybe the very old. How does it usually break down in ages?
I think it is difficult to say what exactly the average is, but I wouldn't say that our church would really be marked by missing out a certain age group. If it was, then probably the age group would be somewhere between 50 and those who would be in their 50s and 60s, this age group would probably be less represented in congregational life. Then the congregation, like those who would be in their 30s and 40s, you could find them easily in the churches. But yes, that is true that in some cases still you can have children coming to the Sunday school without parents going to the church, because parents would think that's something good to do for the children. But they feel themselves as being lost without, so as a lost generation. So they feel themselves that it's too late for them. Mm-hmm. But they want to give at least something for their children. But sometimes it is a good start for them as well.
What is the Pastor Crowland's the biggest cultural challenge for Christians in Latvia? I mean, in the United States, we talk about a culture that is saturated with hypersexuality and social issues like homosexuality and things like that in the United States. What are the cultural issues facing Christians there in Latvia?
Well, I think we have some of the cultural issues we have the same as the rest of the Western world. Consumerism, the homosexuality issues are quite heavy on us, especially when we are in the environment of Sweden and Germany. Around us with their even the church perceptions about these issues. So holding on to biblical values is a challenge. But this is our way we're going.
When we come back from this break, we'll conclude our conversation with Pastor Elise Goodens, Cathedral Dean in Riga, Latvia, Pastor Andrus Crowlands, Pastor St. Martin's Church in Riga, Latvia. We're talking about Christianity in Latvia, part one of a series that we're beginning here on Issues Etc., Lutheranism Around the World. It's Tuesday afternoon, September the 14th. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-MY-IE, and our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. After we conclude our conversation on Lutheranism in Latvia, Pastor Stephen Parks will join us. We'll conclude this first hour talking about Martin Luther's classic writing, The Bondage of the Will. In 1521, at the Diet of Worms, Martin Luther was asked to recant his writings. Luther responded, "Unless I am convinced from the sacred scriptures that I am in error, I cannot and will not recant. Here I stand. I cannot do otherwise. God help me. Amen." Will you stand with us as we proclaim these Reformation truths in the 21st century? You can take your stand by becoming a monthly or annual contributor to Issues Etc. To find out how you can become an Issues Etc. confessor, apologist, reformer, or patron, check out the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. Just look for the picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses. Help us proclaim the solas of the Reformation, Scripture, faith, grace, and Christ alone. Here we stand, Issues Etc. and you.
Educating a new generation of Lutherans. You're listening to Issues Etc.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, Executive Director of Life Issues Institute.
Political pundits are predicting a political bloodbath in November elections. Most pollsters say Americans are angry and plan to take action in the voting booth. One of the biggest reasons for voter dissatisfaction is pro-abortion, government-controlled health care reform. A clear majority of Americans are against using their tax dollars to fund abortion, and they're really peeved about being forced to participate in this pro-abortion socialized medical plan. It appears voters think members of Congress need a reminder of just who they're working for. According to political experts, many elected officials who supported President Obama on health care reform are likely to become unemployed after the election. Regardless of the outcome, it's important every eligible American participate by voting.
Check out Life Issues on Facebook and stay more informed than you've ever been.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. A few more minutes talking about Christianity in Latvia with Pastor Elise Goodens, Cathedral Dean in Riga, Latvia, and Pastor Anders Kraulins, Pastor St. Martin's Church in Riga, Latvia. Pastor Kraulins, before the break, we were talking about some of those cultural issues that there seemed to be a lot of common ground between Latvian Christians and American Christians. You said consumerism, homosexuality, how the church has positioned itself with regard to both of those things. Are these cultural issues part of the things that your parishioners there in Latvia are talking about?
Yes, because people, they have always questions. And Latvian people, they are very shy. They never stand up in a big hall full with people and ask some questions. They need a pastor in a little group or alone, and then they ask their questions. But they have the same questions with the same problems, how to solve this, and how to solve the problems of their own life, of their own family, because those problems are not abstract from reality in the family.
And for you as a pastor, as an individual pastor, what are the greatest challenges that you are facing right now serving as a pastor in Latvia?
My challenge is I want to spend more time with my people in my congregation, to be together with them, not to do some bureaucratical work with papers and sitting in some councils or something like this, but to be with people and to lead them to Jesus.
Mm. And for you, Pastor Goodens, as an individual pastor, the challenges that you're facing today?
I think it is developing of the congregational life in a way that it would be less dependent on me as a pastor. That would include something what is not that known for our church, not that well known for our church, like a small group ministries, where people can come together and share their spiritual life and grow in Christ together. That probably is the biggest challenge at the moment.
Do you both serving in Riga? Do you both answer to the same bishop or supervisor? How does that work for you? Who is your who oversees the pastors?
In our structure, we have deaneries, and deaneries have rural deans. So we both answer to a rural dean in a way, but he's more like a coordinator of the work, and then the bishop who is over the whole diocese, which includes more deaneries. Bishop is more like a father to or pastor to pastors.
Hmm. When have you both spent time in the United States before?
I only once.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been a couple times. Yes.
What's the biggest difference? I often wonder about Christians coming here and observing Christians here. Quite honestly, what's the biggest difference?
We are a small country. And we here in the United States and in the Church Missouri Synod get this big feeling of the big Lutheran church. We visited the installation of Matthew Harrison to this new post, and it was great to see that we are not a small little church, but we are a big Lutheran church worldwide with brothers from Africa, Asia, etc., etc.
And you?
Well, I don't think that you can really say that American Lutherans are completely different. I think, especially when you come closer to faith issues and to spiritual life, we all are very close to each other. When we go more in cultural issues, then of course our cultures might differ as well.
Hmm. Pastor Anders Kraulins is pastor of St. Martin's Church in Riga, Latvia. Pastor, thank you very much for being our guest.
Thank you.
And Pastor Elise Goodens is Cathedral Dean in Riga, Latvia. Thank you very much. And both of you, safe travels back to Latvia.
Thank you.
Thank you.